Title: Spillman v. The Salvation Army. California Court of Appeal announces a new framework for nonprofit volunteers in wage and hour cases. Content: On January 6, 2026, the California Court of Appeal, 1st Appellate District, Division 5, issued a published decision in Spillman v. The Salvation Army, A169279, that adopts a new framework for distinguishing volunteers from employees in the nonprofit context. The decision reshapes the way nonprofits should evaluate their volunteer programs, particularly where volunteers perform substantial work tied to revenue-generating operations. The court confirmed that nonprofits may, in appropriate circumstances, rely on unpaid volunteers without triggering California minimum wage and overtime requirements. But it rejected the trial court's narrow focus on whether there was an agreement to pay compensation. Instead, the court introduced a structured, two-part test for determining when a nonprofit worker is a bona fide volunteer versus an employee under California wage orders. Case facts and trial court holding: the plaintiffs participated in the Salvation Army's six-month residential substance abuse rehabilitation program. Program participants received room and board, meals, clothing, small gratuities, and social services such as counseling and religious programming. In exchange, participants were required to perform work therapy, generally full-time, performing typical retail/warehouse tasks, e.g., unloading trucks, sorting donations, stocking, and assisting customers, to support the Salvation Army's thrift store and warehouse operations. Participants were prohibited from outside employment while in the program, and the Salvation Army controlled scheduling and work conditions. The plaintiffs alleged they were effectively employees under California law and sought unpaid minimum wages, overtime, and related remedies on behalf of themselves and other rehabilitation center participants. The Salvation Army argued participants were volunteers engaged in rehabilitative programming, not employees. The trial court granted summary judgment for the Salvation Army, reasoning that a threshold requirement for employee status was an express or implied agreement for compensation. Because program participants signed documents acknowledging they were not employees and would not be paid wages, California minimum wage and overtime requirements were not applicable. The plaintiffs appealed. Court of Appeal: volunteers may fall outside wage laws, but the trial court applied the wrong test. The Court of Appeal agreed with the general principle that nonprofit volunteers are not automatically employees under California wage orders, despite the broad suffer or permit to work standard. Echoing the concern expressed in prior authority, the court observed that treating all volunteers as employees could severely disrupt charitable and community operations that depend on volunteer labor. But the court held the trial court's analysis was too narrow. The absence of a pay agreement is relevant, but not controlling under California wage and hour law, which can apply even where a traditional, contract-based employment relationship is not present. The new two-part test, volunteer versus employee in the nonprofit context to determine whether a nonprofit properly classified a worker as an unpaid volunteer, and therefore outside the wage orders. The Court of Appeal held the nonprofit must establish both of the following: 1. The worker freely agreed to work for a personal or charitable benefit, not for compensation. This prong focuses on the worker's purpose and expectations, looking beyond official labels and paperwork. Relevant considerations may include whether there was any express or implied promise of compensation, including non-cash benefits that function like wages, whether in-kind benefits, housing, food, stipends/gratuities, are tied to work performance or attendance in a way that suggests a wage substitute, whether the individual's participation was truly voluntary, i.e., free of coercion by the nonprofit, and the duration of the arrangement and the degree of the worker's dependence on the nonprofit. 2. The nonprofit's use of unpaid labor is not a subterfuge to evade wage laws. Even if the worker had a legitimate volunteer motive, the nonprofit must also show its use of unpaid labor is not effectively a strategy to obtain substandard labor and avoid wage and hour obligations. Factors may include: WH